This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian state media reported Tuesday a stampede at the funeral for top military commander Qasem Soleimani killed at least 32 people and injured 190 others. Tens of thousands of people had gathered to honor Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman before his burial, following similar ceremonies this week in Tehran and other cities. The state media reports said the burial was postponed following the stampede. Soleimani's killing last week in a U.S. airstrike has sparked fears of a wider conflict as the United States and Iran threatened strong responses to each other's actions. Robert O'Brien is the White House National Security Advisor.
As long as there are bad actors in the world, there are always threats to Americans, and the Iranians have been making many threats to the United States over the past several days. We take those seriously, and we're watching and monitoring them.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday that the United States is not withdrawing troops from Iraq. The top military officer has explained in a letter from a senior military officer that appeared to suggest withdrawal was a poorly worded mistake. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Pentagon officials are now saying it was a mistake that a draft of a letter was released that discussed a U.S. troop departure from Iraq. Defense Department officials were scrambling to do damage control Monday, and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says, quote, "Nobody's leaving. There's no onward movement. Honest mistake." The draft, addressed to an official at the Iraqi Ministry of Defense, said U.S. troops would be repositioning forces to prepare for onward movement, adding, "We respect your sovereign decision to order our departure." Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. has been repositioning troops because of the increased threats from Iran, and that letter was meant to coordinate with the Iraqi military. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
You're listening to VOA News. Firefighters in Australia are taking advantage of a change of weather to shore up defenses against the massive bushfires that have burned millions of hectares for over 3 months. Southeastern Australia is due for cooler temperatures and rainfall throughout this week, giving firefighters time to bolster containment lines. But the current rainfall is not enough to extinguish the hundreds of fires. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
The Commonwealth is committing an initial $2 billion over the next two calendar years, starting right now, to support all of the efforts of recovery right across the country. This is not just in those areas that are experiencing fires now. They are in those areas that have already experienced fires, particularly up in Queensland and northern New South Wales.
The fires have killed at least 25 people since the start of the disaster in September. The Insurance Council of Australia says claims of as much as $485 million have already been filed. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and his new rival, lawmaker Luis Parra, called for competing legislative sessions on Tuesday after both claimed to be the country's parliamentary speaker. A strong earthquake struck Puerto Rico early Tuesday morning, the latest in a series of quakes to hit the U.S. territory in recent days. The 6.4 magnitude quake was located near the southern coastal city of Ponce. A tsunami alert was issued but later canceled. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses. The Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Authorities in Japan have issued an arrest warrant for the wife of former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn. Ghosn fled the country last week while awaiting a trial on charges of financial misconduct. Prosecutors have accused Carol Ghosn of providing false testimony in a Tokyo court last year in her husband's case. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.